Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for joining in. This is your host, Iris, and we are at the House of Peter Blog Talk Radio. And today we will be talking about Psalm 16. And I wanted to talk to you about this great revelation that the Lord revealed about Psalm 16. So let's start off in prayer. So, Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you that you are the revelator of every revelation we receive. We thank you that you have brought us to this place, a time of listening, a time of fellowship, and a time of learning, so that we can learn more about your word, God. And we ask, Father, that you would rise us up to a clarity into what you're saying and teaching us today. And we ask that you would feel this in Jesus' name. So let's take a look at Psalm 16. He starts off with, "Keep me safe, O Lord, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land, and what a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me even at night. My heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me, and I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad. I rejoice, my body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your holy name to rot in the grave. You show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living forever." What a great revelation King David had when he was giving out Psalm 16. First thing I want to point out is that King David was not in trouble, as he usually is, but was actually just giving God praise. The one thing I like about King David is that he can always relate to our issues at that moment, or things that he was just so normal human, always walking in circumstances as we do today. It's like nothing's changed. And King David always touches those areas so that every time we open up Psalms, we always find an encounter with God. The thing I like about Psalm 16 is the great revelation of God being the great I am. There's one thing that I saw. It says, I said to the Lord that you are my master. Well, the Lord is always referred to as Yahweh, and then the master was always referred to as Adonai. And Adonai means that he is the master, he is the Lord. And a lot of times, there's even a song that Paul, one of the singers from the Christian gospel, he would sing, "Praise Adonai." And that was such a powerful, amazing song, because you are using one of his words to refer to him as the master of all things. Another thing that God was revealing is that he was the great I am. The great I am has no ending. It just is what it is. He is the great I am of all things. There is no end to the things that God can do. He is I am in everything we are. So he is whatever his people need him to be at the hour of circumstances, or even at the hour of praise. There was a commentary that Roy Hudson wrote that really awakened me to something really powerful, and it says, "It's not the hungry seeking for bread, but the bread seeking the hungry. It's not the sad seeking for joy, but rather joy seeking the sad. Not emptiness seeking fullness, but rather fullness seeking emptiness. And it's not the merely that he supplies our needs, but he becomes himself the fulfillment of all our needs." And as God revealed that to me, I saw the moment that I spend with him. Let's take, for example, of when I'm hearing a song or he leads me to write a song. You know, God at the hour of that hearing of the song or writing the song becomes that song, because he is spirit. He can form himself into anything we need him to be. So if at that hour there is a song penetrating my heart, he is the song that penetrates my heart. He is the tune on the piano that's playing the chords that pushes me into that place of presence with him, because he is spirit that can be formed into anything. Another thing at that hour that he revealed is a dance. Many times I can close my eyes and I can envision myself in the field just dancing away into the joy, into his presence. Well, he becomes the dance. The dance that leads you to dance is him leading you into his dance. He is that hour, that dancer that you need him to be. There's times when I think about the food, and times like we literally are eating, he becomes that food. So you're not just eating this natural food. In all reality, you're eating the food that God has provided is supernatural. You're eating God. So when I came to reading this commentary, I began to see that you can truly be all possessed by God because he becomes your all. You need money, he becomes the money for your every financial need. We have to get into this place in the spirit realm to actually see that everything really is spiritual and nothing's really sitting in the natural. And when you start to see that, you will start to feel a frustration in your spirit realm, because now your soul is becoming weaker as your spirit is becoming greater. And there's a big battle that begins to take place at that hour, but there's no need to fear because God says he is near to us. So if he is near, let him be. Let him take you into that place of spirituality. Let him overcome you. Let him possess you. This commentary was not about us always chasing God, but God is always chasing us. He is always being the one giving us the bread. He is always being the one supplying us with the joy. He is always the one walking around with the fullness into our emptiness. We have to believe that God is all he says he is in the great I am. I want to talk to you about Psalm 16, verse 5 to 11. There's promises there, and I'm going to read to you the way I see it. And hopefully this will bring you into a place of a greater encounter with God and see him as the great I am. Psalm 16, verse 5 and 11, they talk about the promises of God. And this is how I wrote it. God alone is your inheritance, your cup of blessing. The land you have been given is pleasant and wonderful inheritance. Bless the Lord who guides you, because even at night he instructs our hearts. He instructs your heart. Know the Lord is with you, always with me. I cannot be shaken, for he is right beside me. There's no place in your mind to even begin to wander off to think, well, what if it's not? What if there's no place for what if? So because of that, there you have my heart is glad and I rejoice in it. My body rests because it's safe. For he will not leave my soul among the dead. He will show me the way, giving me the joy of his presence and the pleasures of living with him in eternity. See, there's a thing that we don't understand is that time and eternity have no competition because there's no time into eternity. Eternity is just. Do you see? There's no time in there. We can't keep placing time on eternity. That's ridiculous. When there's no time in an empty space, why do we keep placing time into something that doesn't exist? Eternity is just. That's what it is. It's the place where justice rests. It's the place where the righteousness rests. It's the place where the holiness rules. It's the place where love is encountered. It's in that place that we need to step into. We need to start walking into our eternity and start thinking in that mindset, because when you're born again, there's no fear in death. I want you to also analyze that verse 8 is what we call a cause and effect. Many times in school, they always made sure that they taught you this cause and effect. Well, there it is. Verse 8 says, the cause is what? The Lord is with me, and the effect is that I cannot be shaken. See, when God is with you, he stands beside you, and he is near you. There's nothing in this world that can shake you off of the foundation that God has placed you in. This is a great reality to bring you into a place of rest in your life, to bring you peace into your mind. Understand that when you are with God and God is with you and you abide in him and he abides in you, there's nothing that can shake you in this world. Why do I say that? Because when I'm abiding in the Father, I am part of the vine, and there's nothing that goes around me that I do not see. There's nothing that comes before me that I do not see. There's nothing that comes behind me that I cannot fear. So understand that when you are part of the vine, the Lord doesn't allow anything to shake in you. There's nothing that can come and take you and depart you from this great foundation that Jesus Christ has placed you on, being part of the stone, being part of this brickwork, being part of this building that God is building. Do not be shaken, for when God builds a foundation, there's no one that can come and break it down, because this is what the Father does. This is the strength. This is where the scripture says that he is as strong, that strong tower. There's nothing that can break down his tower. Just be there as a watchman and be with your eyes open and cunning, so when things come and shaking you, it doesn't shake you. And yet it makes you laugh at the things that try to come against you, because it says that no weapon will be formed against us. Do you believe that no weapon will be formed against you that will not prosper? Do you understand what the Lord is giving us at this hour? He is giving us strength like a ram, so that when things come up against us, there's nothing that can penetrate us off the foundation of what God is placing in. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. There's many things that this place right now that I'm sitting in is facing. We can be facing financial strongholds. We can be facing a lack of food. You can be facing lack of eviction. You can be facing 50 million things. But when the Lord comes in with this strong foundation, there is nothing that can move you or shaking you into the place of fear, or put you into a place of lack of disbelief, or put you in a place of doubt. It's not thinking outside of the box. It's finally being put into a box where no one can come and crush you in that place. You are uncrushable in this hour. Do you believe that Psalm 16 is the place where you can encounter your inheritance? It is the place where you can drink from the cup of his blessing. It's the place where you can't be shaken. Psalm 16 is so prophetic. Why? Because he's teaching you about a God that has a cause, a purpose for you at this hour. And he's telling you, and because of this, the effect will be that you cannot be shaken. Because of this, the effect will be that you will not be moved. Because of this, you will bend but not break. See, these are the things that God is placing in us right now. He wants to bring your salvation to a place of rest. Can you rest with God in this hour? Is there too much going on in your mind that you cannot bring yourself into rest? And you may need to meditate on Psalm 16 and begin to allow him to warm your heart with the things that warm the heart of David. Begin to see him as the great I am, that there is no ending to what he can do for you. There is no ending to where God can place you. See, we may come into so many different natural ways of thinking and try to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but there's no one that is greater than the one who puts it together, the one who mends things together, the one who takes the broken and restores them, which is the great I am. Can we believe him in this hour that God says that he will do and he will do? As he said, he promised. See, God has not broken a promise, and don't expect him to. He has not failed you, because he's not a failure. And what he says he's going to do and come to pass will come to pass in your life. He is right now at this hour. You may not feel it. You may not see if he's doing a great work in you. You have to believe it. See, there's a big thing with our heart, and it's the problem of disbelief and doubt. We have to see in the natural and start looking into the supernatural. We are now living in the natural to pull down the things of the spiritual, pull down the things of heaven, pull down your resources, pull down and speak forth the prophetic words that God has given you. Many times we remain silent, we don't open our mouth, and we like to do it in our heads, and that's all great. But guess what? If you don't speak it forward, you're not prophesizing not only to yourself but into the world. So God needs us right now at this hour to begin to open our mouths and declare the things that he has said he will do. This is an hour. We want to push forth this new birth. We need to start opening up our mouths and begin to travail for the things that we feel are in the spirit and release those things, because God is waiting for us to make the move. God has been waiting on his throne for years. You know, I go back to when I did the teaching on the last Psalms one time, and he talked about generations, and he talked about it was 14 generations before Jesus was born from King David. Do you know how long it's 14 generations? Well, it took that long, but it already had manifested in the spirit realm. So there's so many things that already have manifested in the spiritual realm that needs to take place in the natural. We have to get into the mind of eternity. We have to walk into that place of eternity and come out of that place of sitting in time. We are not sitting in time, but we're sitting in space, in the space between us, between heaven and earth. Can we believe to begin to walk into that place of eternity so that you can begin to pull down the things of heaven? Or are we that stuck in bondage that we can't get past our own self? What life are you living and leading in right now? What purpose are you sitting for? What are you sitting on that you have not yet stood up against? What are you sitting on that you have to take a stand in? What is it that you're sitting on that's not, that doesn't have you moving? What keeps you in procrastination? Can you rise up today and tell yourself that today I will stand and no longer sit? Do you believe what God is saying in Psalm 16? We have another verse, another commentary that I saw that that was a little more impacting than Roy Hessen's commentary. This commentary is coming from the Living Bible, and you'll find it in that. And this is a verse; it's not even a commentary. It's the actual verse from the Living Bible. This is the version that I took it from, and it was even more in depth. Of how you can see God as your everything, because he is my all in all. He is your everything. Do you believe that he is your everything, or are you just taking him as a God in a box? Because he's not in a box, and if you have a God in a box, then you better check what God you put in that box. It says, the Lord himself is my inheritance, my prize. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. He sees that I am given pleasant brooks and meadows as my share. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do. I'm always thinking of the Lord. Are you always thinking of the Lord? Is there any way that God can possess you in this year? Is there any way that he can be your all in all? See, because when he is your all in all, that means you are totally sold out for God. You are totally a laid down lover for Jesus, and you are totally possessed by God. Is God in your mind 24/7 a day, or is that just too much for you to handle? Because if that's the case, then you need to ask God for strength to allow him to come in deeper in you. Because God should be on your mind as he was day in and day out in the mind of King David. You cannot say that you're a person chasing after the heart of God if he's not in your mind 24/7. He tells me what to do. I'm always thinking of the Lord. You know, when you're always thinking of God, you don't have to second question your moves. You don't. Why? Because you are always thinking about him. He's always thinking about you. And you guys are always in a conversation. And you wouldn't do anything without him. Because like Moses, say, Lord, if your presence does not go before me, then what's the point of me going? You have to be where the Lord is. It goes on to say, I'm always thinking of the Lord. And because he is so near, he's as near as the skin on my bones, I never need to stumble or fall. Heart, body, and soul are filled with joy. You have let me experience the joys of life and the pleasures of our own eternal presence. Can you hear him today? He wants to be near as the skin on your bones. He wants to keep you from stumbling or falling. He wants your heart. He wants your body. He wants your soul because he wants to fill you with joy. Are you experiencing the joys of life? Or are you so caught up in the yoke of busyness? Are you so caught up in the yoke of ministry busyness? Or have you lost your joy? Because if you did, you have to come back to the first love and find your joy again and stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing and begin to come near to God so he can release the joy in you again. It says the pleasures of our own eternal experience. It says the pleasures of our own eternal presence. Who do you think is sitting in eternal presence waiting for you to come and get some. Who do you think is constantly chasing you? Come here, sit, rest, listen, come here, sit, rest, learn, come here, sit, rest, be filled, come here, sit, rest, and love. Who do you think is constantly chasing you? That's the Lord. That's our master. That's our Adonai. That's our Yahweh. That's who comes for you. And at this hour, this 30-minute impact, I hope that you can take this and listen and heed to the Lord as the great I am, because it's not a time for games. It's not a time to be immature. It's not no longer a season of complacency. It's not a season to be passive. You have had your season of passiveness. You have had your season of complacency. You have had your seasons of settlement. This year, you cannot settle for less, but yet push into the greater of God. What are you waiting for to take your stand? Get off your seating area and begin to stand with the things of God. Come into the eternal timing. Come into the place where it's eternal, where the time, if there's no time, what happens when you're sitting in God? I lose time. When I'm worshiping with God, I lose my hours. When I'm sitting with the Lord, I have no time. No time. I need to sit in my eternal place. I am an eternal person living in a timely world. Should I not manifest these things of eternal walking into this time so that people cannot lose any more time? It's time to give back that time that you've lost. It's time to gain in double the mantle this year so that you can receive more than just time, but in time receive the abundance of the gaining that God wants you to receive in this hour. It's Psalm 16. Is he all in all? Because when he becomes all in all, your time is now gained. Time becomes valuable. Time is never wasted. Your oil is precious. Who is the one that's carrying the light of eternity right now at this hour? Who will rise up and say, no longer can we waste time. It's time to hit the field. It's time to harvest. It's time to pull out the sickle. Who will be this person? I believe there's many of us right now listening, many remnants who are ready for this, many who are saying, where are you? Where are you, John the Baptist? Where are you, Mary? Where are you? Where are you, Apostle John? Where are you, Apostle Peter? Where's the Paul in this hour? Esther, it's your time. Where are you? Let's gather up. Let's rally up. Let's begin this movement to bring reformation on the world. It's not a revival, people. It's not a revival that was just temporary. This time, God is coming to bring reformation. This time, he wants a timing that's permanent. He wants something that's going to stick. Who is ready for something to stick in their lives? God is calling us into a deeper encounter, into a deeper place, into a deeper understanding. And every day he's constantly speaking, if you would just stop and listen to eternity, if you would just stop to listen to what he's planting in eternity, it's an eternal season. It's time to seek that inheritance, that cup of blessing, that place where God will solely, you would be sold out for God, completely possessed by God, and all of your carnal thinking will be casted out into the abyss of the ocean to never be remembered again. An hour where you would say, all these things of my past is in the past, and I no longer look back because I don't have time, but I can only see what's before me. So let's begin the race. It is time to blow the whistle. It is time to blow the horn. It is time, and God is placing us in that place of the now. It is a now movement. So if you're receiving this today, let's ask the Lord to increase this seed of abundance in you of the now season. We are in a now season. What are you going to do in this season that's going to change not only your life, but the lives of the people you are encountering, the family you have left in bondage? What are you doing in this season that's going to break the yoke of every generation behind you, of every generation in your lineage? What are you doing to break off this season? This month is breakthrough month.
Are you going to push? Or are you going to miss out on the glory that's about to be poured into the body of Christ? Are you a bride filled with wrinkles and spots? Do you not want to walk as white as snow? Then come on in and allow God to pour his glory over you at this hour and begin to feel and fill yourself up with his presence, because he is just as near as your skin. Do you not burn? If there's not a fire burning in your bones, then let it begin and begin to burn as flames. Don't let the fire burn out in your heart. Let a fire be set in your eyes. Let yourself be the calling ones, the burning ones, the ones set apart for this hour, consecrated and holy and righteous and ready for love. Let us rise up in this season. Arise and shine, for the glory has come. That is what we're sitting on in this season. Isaiah 60, are you ready? I know I am. And I'm ready to impart and begin to be gathered with those who are feeling just as hungry as I am. Find people who are hungry. Find people who are not complacent or passive, and begin to burn with them so you can see this movement take its place. And I thank you for joining in on these 30 minutes of impact. And I hope that this encourages you to rise up, that you have all this weekend. Don't just take it as a weekend. Take it as an everyday thing. Listen to it over and over again and let it just be implanted. Don't waste seeds. Seeds are precious in the kingdom. Take it in, water it, nourish it, baby it, birth it. So we ask that you would take this in and ask the Lord to just dig it in deep, that your soil will be fertile this season to receive and birth new things. So we ask, Lord, that you will increase right now over the people who are listening, God, to increase over your children a greater level of kingdom-minded thinking, and that you will renew their mind in this season, and they will no longer live in thinking, thinking, that you will actually bring them to a place of thinking different. And we ask, Lord, that you would seal this up in Jesus' name. If you are encouraged, share this. Encourage someone else that you know sits in discouragement that needs to hear this word. And I ask that you would subscribe to our Blog Talk Radio so you would always find our new listenings, our new teachings. Subscribe to our YouTube under the House of Peter. You can always email us at burn@isaiah60.org. Also, we have the House of Peter email. You can always email us for whatever it is you need to be equipped in, counseled in, advised in. We are here. We are here, and we are servants before we are anything else. And we are here to serve, and we thank you for listening in. Until the next time, next Friday, we do our another 30 minutes of impact, and we hope that we can continue to help out in areas where you are still struggling in. And we thank you, and be blessed, and have a great weekend.